It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Yes, honey. It is tea time. And Taylor Swift. T-Swift up and surprised fans with a brand spanking new Christmas song.
Hey, I know this is pretty wild, but I've just written a Christmas song. I feel like it's weird to just like wait a year to put it out. So I don't have anyone to ask right now except for
Meredith. Should I put out a Christmas song, like, now? Okay, that's hard to tell.
Benjamin, should I put out a Christmas song?
Do you think I should put out a Christmas song? Olivia, please, can you just focus for 1 second? No, over here.
She's asking her cats, and apparently they gave the paws up because she did release it. It's called Christmas Tree Farm, and we have a little sneaky peeky for you right now.
My winter nights are taken up by static, stress, and holiday shopping traffic. But I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic.
All right, Joey Chestnut's still hanging out in studio with
us.
Be
honest.
Yes,
he's doing the tea. What do you think of Taylor Swift's new Christmas song?
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like Taylor Swift's sweetheart. And I could listen to that.
I don't like the music. Not that one.
Well, you only have to listen during Christmas time. So
I'd rather hear, like, I don't know, all I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Oh, I like original new Christmas songs like Joey. So he's a fan of tea. Are you a Swifty? You like Taylor?
Yeah.
Very cool. I love that. Do you like Camila Cabello?
I do.
Yes, ooh, honey. Here she is. She went on with Jimmy Fallon. She had to do a cover, a little Billie Eilish.
You will be singing the Google Translate version of Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, which, when translated, is called Evil Young Boy.
Yeah. I'm going to channel my Billie Eilish.
Comfort them means it knows where's a shirt, your thing.
Not bad, eh? I love that Camila Cabello. She can do a little Billie Eilish.
Yeah, the weird translations are always so funny to hear what it is in another language. Like, that doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't even make sense. Joey Chestnut, do you have any kids?
Nope,
none that you know of. That's good. Okay, well, Owen Wilson, he has a child. Get this, because I ask him, because he has to pay $25,000 a month in child support to a daughter that he has never met. And here is his ex.
Owen has never met Lila. It's ironic how he keeps getting these father roles. He's playing a father in his new movie, and he's never even met his own daughter.
Ooh, isn't that insane?
That is a burn.
I mean, yeah, right? It's kind of shocking. She's going after him.
I don't understand, even if you don't want to be involved with the woman, how you'd never meet your daughter.
I know.
You would never see her be in her life. That blows my mind.
And then he's just cutting checks left and right. Speaking about cutting checks, okay, the whole Justin Timberlake drama. He was seen with his co-star, Alicia Wainwright. He had been drinking too much. They were holding hands, whatever, hand on the leg. Jessica Biel, obviously furious, because yesterday JT had to make a public statement and he apologized for embarrassing his family. And here's the thing that just came out. Now, if he did have an affair, according to sources, it would cost him $500,000 thanks to the prenup, thanks to Jessica Biel. They have this love contract.
That's it? $500,000 from Justin Timberlake?
I mean, for starters, but that's if he strayed. I mean, that's not that's just like he
dude,
would owe that.
Dude, that's an enticement to cheat. $500,000 for Justin Timberlake?
Why would that be an enticement?
I'm just saying, like, that's nothing to him. That's like pennies.
Well, she is saying, hey, I'll stand behind my man. I do trust that nothing happened. However, when I feel like a celebrity feels the need to make a statement addressing pictures that surface that they're not happy about, wife's not happy at home.
Well, he didn't want to do it. You know, it was either like his PR person or his wife's like, you embarrass me.
Biel is like,
put
you get your
this.
Butt out there and do that. What are your thoughts, Joey?
I saw the pictures. I saw the video. I think he just looked a little bit drunk. There was a little touching, but it was innocent. And that's the big thing. He shouldn't. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, he did the right thing, though. He said, I'm sorry, I was drunk, and everyone's moving forward. But I feel like, honestly, doing that, he's bringing more attention to it. So we'll just move on. He's a good dude at the end of the day.
All right, Mackenzie with the tea this morning. Thank you so much,